מה שאם כי, ראש, תלת שיטב תאיפלס, he mentions, אקום שציעה לישראל, as one of the examples of the circumstances where there is no chilasha, but there might be other examples, but the smart doesn't mention it as one of the circumstances where there is no chilasha, because the whole heter is only to compensate himself for the damage in the tzar done to him by God. Now, but then the question arises, so how will the smag explain the Gemara in the Metzien? So בקרם ריחו ולא בקרם עקום. היא מכלמן במה גזר עקום מוסר. אני זה כל משחר פייר, מנדמה גזר עקום מותר, השתק זה מותר פייר מבויה. So we should make according to the Rosh that עקום שציר ישראל is only a circumstance of no חיל השם. So it applies here too, because then no one will criticize, the Goyim will not criticize the Jew who, instead of eating, let's say, the pears on the spot, he puts it in the basket. What difference does it make to him? Whether he eats it on the spot or he puts it in the basket on the contrary, if he eats it on the spot, then he'll be angry at him because he messed up, you know, the place. But if he puts it in the basket and eats it in his own, he'll be happy. So then, again, it's not a circumstance of Chil Hashem. But according to this mark, that actually Gezlakum is Osa. Gezlakum is Osa. But it's a special heter, as the Ran says, because Omat V'hitam Amenam, and Omat V'hitam Amenam is not in all situations, only in a situation like Shir Shal Akum Shenogach, Shir Shal Yisrael. So, in other words, so then there is Tziyar in Yisrael. So, but here the Gemara says, the Gemara has the Kashe. El Mandoma, Gezlakum Muta, Hashtag Zer Muta, Per Miboy. So what's the Kashe? But Zer is not Muta ordinarily. It's Muta only in the case of Akum Shetziyah in Yisrael, but here it's not Akum Shetziyah in Yisrael. Well, the answer is, what's the Aruch Akum Shetziyah in Yisrael? In other words, he's allowed to gazel the Akum to reimburse himself for something. So in this, the smag will explain the Gemara like the Ritva, that the Aruch of Reachor Yishal Akum doesn't have reference to Likel Yicholi City, but in respect to the whole Aloche, that a payah can meet Bishas Meloche, so only if he works for a Bairi Me Yisrael, but if he works for a Bairi Me Lemakom, so then he doesn't have the schus to meet from the crop, from the payahs, he doesn't have the schus. So the Gemara is the Kashi, Bishlo Mandoma, that Gezlakum is Oseh, so Miche. So that means Gezlakum is Oseh, even for the purpose of reimbursing himself and compensating himself for damage occasioned to him. So Mimele it's Miche. So that's why the Torah says, if he works for Yisrael, then he has the schus of eating peres, bishas meloche. But if he works for Nakom, he doesn't have the schus. But according to Mandoma, gezlakum is muter bit on the basis. Or matvit emunim is Yisrael, so he's allowed to take away something from the akum, even if he doesn't have a legal schus, just to reimburse himself, to compensate himself for the damage occasioned. So here too, he works for the akum, so he wants to compensate himself, an extra bonus for working. He's entitled to his salary, all right, the akum pays him, but he wants an additional salary, and that he wants to eat, instead of spending his own money on lunch, so he wants to eat. So it's like reimbursing himself for the damage occasion. So here it's also to reimburse himself for the tirche, an extra raise for his salary. So bishleimi, if we say that gezlakum is oser, so even for the purpose of reimbursing himself for damage for sustained, for tzar sustained, he's not allowed unless he has his legal right. And here the Torah says he only has a legal right in case he works for Israel, not in case he works for Nakum. But Hakonu Mandoma Gezlakum is Muta, so without a legal right he can take away the Akum's money to reimburse himself for the damage occasioned by the Akum. So here, for the tirche occasioned by the Akum, he worked for the Akum. He pays him his salary, but he wants a higher salary. He wants a lunch too, to reimburse himself. That's the shite. Now, then, according to that, to the Kirse, we haven't tasted with the Afon Zion, so we can answer the kashi that Rabbi Chaim Lozhener and Rabbi Yomtev Flipman discuss in that tzimen, in Chutam Cholosh, because Rashi in Sanhedrin says that price that holds a gezel akum is muter, akum be yisrael muter, so say it's in machlokes in Bevokami. Rashi in other places also says in Pchiras in Bomitzie it's machlokes in Bevokami. So Tesis is masik in Bevokami, the machlokes is in regard to, of course, I was saying, not in regard to Gezel Mamesh. So the answer is Tesis, the Rashi holds that the Mandoma who says Gezlakum is Muter also has reference to, of course, Al-Basi, not to Gezl Mamesh. There is no Mandoma who holds that Gezl Mamesh is Muter. Gezl Mamesh is Muter. And that's the Mashmuris of the Tesis in the Bukamada from Isaiah. The way it's now text, not the way the Mashal changes this. What? No, not necessarily. He doesn't have to hold like a smag in that. The smag has an additional shite.
I don't mean about being the tzair, but the basic thing.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so that will be all. I am starting so late. Now, I don't remember. Did I go over the Gemara in Bevokami inside? No, I didn't. No. Okay, so you have to go. You should have a Gemara in Bevokami. Impossible. There are two Gemaras in Bevokami that we have to go over. One Gezel Machil and one Sheshen Orach. In other words, if you want to get change, so you cannot go over to the cashier of the tax collectors and get change. Why? Because it's Gezel. It's possibly Gezel, not a Vagal Gezel, but possibly Gezel. because the tax collectors, they sent many times, they grab taxes illegitimately. They make in Hemzdoko. To accept charity from them, you cannot, because it might be gezel. But let's say somebody is a tax collector and from his house he takes change, so then there is a presumption it's not the money that he grabbed from the people, that's his own money. Rashi Ketel Hachus Lein Putis Miyad Muchtim Vitel Aputis Metibosan Shemisim the Mois HaMechash Vachim Kishal Gabay HaMechash Shekiv Is Keset Kogeles Ba'anunet. Different kind of taxes. Kogeles was a head tax per capita. Anyone who had a head had to pay tax. And Anunet means a merchandise. Okay. Now that has to be explained, it's not our unions, I don't want to spend time on it. Monefshach, if we assume that it's gezel, so what kind of heter is it kimat from yode? If it's gezel and before yirush, so is it gazel mamish? So is it gezel in a gazel? Kevin yirush, so there is definitely very signal. So what kind of heter is mat from yode? Masam Yade, so even Mokimets is Nomen. So there is no other. Yeah, the Shayin raised that question. So they say that actually it's only a possibility that it's guessed. It's Hadai. They are shooting the tax collectors, they're not such honest people. But it's very likely that it's not Gezel. That it's not Gezel. So may me that I say, it's not in Moser. Neither I say it's not in Moser. So, but in the Rabbon it's Moser. Because of the possibility it's Gezel. So the Meiler in the case where it's Matzel and Yodom, so then it's Muta. Why is it also in the Raisi? Monefshach, if there is a Sofik, Sveki the Raisi Lechumre. So we have to explain it on the basis of Dorashim Mishab. So the Russian is having can apply to Gezel also. In other words, it's not a psychology, it's only a possibility. It's only a possibility. So maybe the Rai say it's Muta, because the Russian is having, he's not mishaving to take from him a Gezel coin. Perhaps he's not mishaving, so even if it happens, to be a Gezel coin, it's not awesome. Someone who is quite knowledgeable wrote in a certain journal, he was quite knowledgeable, but I think, there was a little mistake. So he discussed nuclear war from the point of view of the Allah. Now, that is a shaila that applies to Goyim as well. It applies to Goyim as well, because Shechus Domim is one of the Zion mitzvahs, Neneach. Now, unfortunately, the Goyim, even President Reagan, doesn't ask Rabbonim and Shailas, he doesn't consult the Moshe Feinstein, whether it's all right or not. But that's unfortunate. But suppose they would ask the Shailas, so we have to know what answer to give them. We have to be ready. In case they do ask the Shaila. So we discussed it. So he said that refluid nuclear war is also, even if it's defensive war, let's say like in the Second World War, where Japan, you know, attacked the United States. So that applies to going to the Neneach. That's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Aloha of Freire applies to the Neneach also. But as far as Abol Hodoch HaHashkim Hodi is concerned, Abol Hodoch HaHashkim Hodi is concerned, so it only applies to those individuals who are the aggressors. But nuclear war would involve civilian casualties who are not the aggressors. The truth is, I mean, I wrote about it, that there is an extra halacha of Abol Hodoch HaHashkim Hodi on a collective level. That's the Medrash Tanchume. Tzchiras ha-milyonim kitzirim hen lochem. Kitzirim lochem. So, mikan lomu chachomim abol hod o chahashkim hod. So, the Rav Amiri, in Sanhedrin, so, yek the Gemara, in abol hod o chahashkim hod, so he says, what does the Torah say so cha aloche? So he says, there's the drosh of the Medrash Tanchume. Tzchiras ha-milyonim kitzirim lochem. Rashi says, in Broches, In connection with Zafin Ches, with the one who killed the Moser, who killed the Moser, Habol Hod, Hatir Omro, Habol Hod, Hashkin Vod. So Rashi says, what does the Torah say such a halacha? In the parsha of Machteres. In Machteres, you not say Adano, the hook of a mess, and we don't know why we don't know. Yes, he had to, the Rabbi says he had to kill. Not that there is no Yisrael Tziche vis-a-vis Ganov, but the Gemara says the Ganov goes with the intention, if somebody breaks in, so it is with the intention he'll kill the Barabbais in case the Barabbais will try to stop it. So Mele HaBoleh HaKashkaron. So why does Rav Amiri mention the Toshe of the Medrash Tanchume when there is a Jewish parsha in the Torah? So I mean, what? The answer is there is another halacha in the drosha of the Tanchume of Habol Hodo or Hashkim Hodo about an corrective one. An corrective one, let's say, like Japan in the Second World War. So it's not only Hirohito was a raider. The whole Japanese state was raided on a collective level. So anything that is indispensable towards warding off, you know, the aggression of the raiding on a collective level is mutar. So mele, of course, we have to reduce the possibility of civilian casualties to the very minimum. And anything that is not indispensable, so is certainly also Mitzashvichus Domin. But whatever is indispensable, so there is Allah. But he doesn't mention that. He doesn't mention that, but he mentions Nalaheta. And I mean that he makes him make a mistake, because he happens to be a scholar, and he means Lishim Shamayim. I mean, he's quite knowledgeable Rav, I mean. So I'm not mentioning his name, but it's a big blunder. It's a big blunder. So he says that there is a heter. In other words, because of Doloshim Mishad. Because of Doloshim Mishad. In other words, when somebody drops a nuclear bomb, he is not mishaving to hit civilians, he is mishaving to hit the aggressors managed, who are liberated, not millions. But sometimes, unfortunately, it hits children, women and children, who are not the aggressors managed. But it's not a psychiatrist. So Doroshim is having his mother. So then he starts discussing, because today, unfortunately, it might be a psychiatrist too, you know, when you drop an atomic bomb, it's a psychiatrist too. And he goes into all the quarrelling and as if the halacha of Doroshim Mishavim would apply to Ritzicha. But he's making one mistake. The halacha of Doroshim Mishavim has exceptions. It doesn't apply to Ritzicha. The best raya is the parasha of Ritzia Bishgogo. That was, if somebody, what the Torah discuss in the parsha of Hosea Bishdoko, somebody chops wood in the forest, and then a branch falls upon a person who unfortunately and inadvertently, I mean not to the knowledge of the Ritzeach, was there in the forest and killed him. So he has to go Golas. He was able to see himself. But this Davos Mishadim. This Davos Mishadim. The answer is, this parasha of Ritzeach Bishgogo implies that the love of Mishadim is not subject to the Allah of Davos Mishadim. There's the love of Mishadim. But the love of the Sixel is. I mean, I think that's the pshat. I mean, I'm sorry for getting off my tangent, but I wanted to mention that halacha in connection with this gemara. Umuchs. So, v'omar shmur dinu malchus edine. Dinu malchus edine. Omar abchani yeba kano omar shmur b'muche she'in leiki tzvol. B'muche she'in leiki tzvol. So, now I spoke Friday to my son-in-law, the Father Marcus, so he told me that all the Canadian newspapers on the first page, the headlines, is full with the Gemara of Gezla Akumuta. That shows how what irresponsible behavior by those Jews who are involved in translating Gemara, and the Amoratim too, you see. They don't know the Pshat in the Gemara, you see. So, what they can cause. So, there was one person, a guru, an anti-Semite, a Nazi, who was a teacher in high school and in college. So, he kept on for years preaching vicious anti-Semitism against the Jews. And he said that the Talmud allows cheating of goyim and robbing goyim and other things he mentioned. I mean, other things. I mean, I don't even want to mention. I mean, a real Nazi. Anyway, so then the Canadian Jewish Congress raised the issue and we brought it to the district attorney. So he's on trial. That goy, I think his name is Kings. He's on trial. And he said he wants to testify on behalf of himself. He doesn't want any lawyers because he can prove that whatever he said is true. So he testified in court. He testified in court that he studied Tzantzino and there he saw that the Talmud says that Gezlakum is Muta. Gezlakum is Muta. Gezlakum is Muta. Why? Because, you see, when the Gemara was published in the original, not in Russian, you see, after all, how do we know Russian? So still, the Gdeni Yisrael refused to give us Kome on the publication of the Vilna Shas unless they put in what the Rav Amiri says here. They put in. So, Dafke, if they are ruling, if the whole atom of the ruling, Manosim, Shinim, during the Akadoses, and then the Rav Amiri didn't say because of the censorship. Because of the censorship. But that's the real aloha. So they put it in on the margin. In order that there shouldn't be a Chil Hashem, and somebody will get the wrong impression of the aloha, you see. But these modern people, some Chino, I mean, they don't require any askome. They publish, they translate it, and they expose everything to the goyim, and they themselves, many of them, they might have gone through Shas, but it doesn't mean anything. One can go through Shas and be an Amoratz Gomor. I saw such people. I mean, there's so much Amoratzias sometimes in the Sonchino translation. I mean, it's all right to look up the Sonchino if there is a word you don't know, especially in Agadite. You sometimes find certain words, you don't know the meaning. the meaning. It's all right. But to use some tzino, it's a terrible practice. It's a terrible practice. This is a good method, you know, not to become a Rambam, to use some tzino. It's all right. I mean, I advise certain people who don't know the meaning of words to look up some tzino, but not to learn from some tzino. This is a terrible thing. Because those who translate it, the tzino, first of all, there is apikorsis also in some of the comments. Especially in Nach, there is Bible criticism. And in the Gemara too, sometimes, because the one who translated, Rabbi so-and-so, Rabbi doctor, so he thinks he is a big man. So whenever the Gemara mentions about Mazikim, Ruchas Mazikim, so he doesn't know what it means. So he says that the Talmud was influenced by the superstitions. I mean, there's apikorsis also in these. In the Nach, there is real Bible criticism. In the Nach. Not on the Torah. On the Torah, I mean, there isn't. But from Hamish Chomishtor, there isn't. But on the Nach, there is real Bible criticism. But even on the Gemara, sometimes they have the chutzpah to put down that this was one of the superstitions that the Tanoim and the Maharoim adapted from the Babylonians, from this one, from that one. Anyway, there's a lot of amarachis. And when a goy or even a Jew, you know, who is not a Rambam, reads that tzino, so it is the biggest chilasha. And today there is so much of chaos. Somebody translates a Gemara, he's a big scholar, he can pass all chayas. He translated the Gemara, in spite of the amarachis. Anyway, there is a big chilasha. And that's the reason as to why I elaborate so much on that Indian, because it's important to know. It's important to know. I told my son-in-law, I mean, certain aloches, which is the real aloche. So he mentioned that. So he mentioned that he said in the Mokame, Chomo gezo akum gezo yisroel mechri Hashem. So then there were some women who studied in Shigas, they argued with him. He said, there is no such deceptor. So my son-in-law showed me the deceptor. I mean, so that's why it's important, you know, to know the Shias of Hashem, in order not to cause a Chil Hashem. Anyway, so the Gemara says, Unuchsin Roma Shmuel Dine de Malchuse Dine. Omer Rav Chanina Barakana Roma Shmuel Bimuch Hashem Ekitzpu. When does the Mishnah say that we cannot be paid Mitevis Hamuchsin Kishal Gaboyin? That is, if the collector has no limit, he collects whatever he arbitrarily decides to collect. The Rabbi Yana Amre, Bimuches Oim Id Meila. Bimuches Oim Id Meila. In other words, he wasn't appointed by the Melech. He just appointed himself. So of course, that's not Dinei Malchus. So it's guest. But, if the Muches has a limit, he doesn't arbitrarily collect whatever he wants. He follows a certain law, certain regulations. So then, and he was appointed by the Malchus, so then you're allowed to change, to get change from him. Because it's not guilt. So, so far, the Gemara didn't mention the Teretz that Bimuchasak, so far. The Rabbi Yana Amar was not Ike Maslaho. The Yehuda should imply, I feel that I saw a body in Lavdia Beyesamechez, Masnis Nielich Rabbi Akibe, he can be also Abriya Samechez. Rabbi Shimon Nom Shimon Akibe, Mutra Abriya Samechez. So there they don't discuss it from the point of view of Gesel. They discuss it from the point of view of crying, of sharpness. In other words, the law of the Malchus was that on each extra beged, over on the board, the beged that you use for wearing, you have to pay tax. But there is a minimum of godim which are free from tax. Those godim that you frequently wear, so then you don't have to pay tax. But a baguette that you don't frequently wear, which most of the time is in the closet, you have to get towards the law of the models. You have to pay a tax. So the question is, suppose there is a certain baguette sharpness and he puts it on, then the tax collector will not charge him because he's wearing it. So he's wearing it, but he charges. So the Dovdoshim is coming. All right, in Islam is the situation, Tanakashi, this is not our own. So I'm coming to the only client, but they should say also, because of Gezel, Dili Malchus Adine, Bishlo Nikai Mokin Ma'asol Toshim Bishchav Muta Ma'asol Toshim Bishchav Mose, El Afriya Beis HaMechas Mishore, Ma'am Shmuel Malchus Adine, so it's Gezel. Omer Abchanin Ba'akhan Omer Shmuel, Bimuche Shein Li Kitzvo, Bimuche Shein Li Kitzvo, so it's not Dili Malchus Adine, the Rabbi Anay Hanu Mokas Adine Melo, So again, Bimuche Sakum, the Gemara didn't say it. V'ike dimasne aho, neidrin laharogin, ulcharominu muxim shishal trumo, shishal bismalach, afalpi sheili shal trumo, afalpi sheili shal malach. In other words, the law of Malchus is, you have to pay tax on every food article. But trumo, you don't have to pay tax. How come, I mean, that this in Yisrael, I mean, it was so liberal, I mean, to give the immunity to Trumo, I was a kasha. So that means that the melochim that lived, you know, Bisman Chazal, were not so completely black as we think today. Today we think, I mean, the rulers in those days were completely black, and the rulers today are completely white. It's not so, I mean, the rulers in those days were not completely black, and the rulers today, even the biggest liberals, are not completely white either, I mean. So that was an immunity that was granted to Trumo folk. Now, suppose it's not Trumo, and he says it's Trumo. So the tax collector says to him, Trumo, take it away. Take it away, or not take it away, I mean, say, if it is not Trumo, I aser oveichli, bosa. And the tax collector knows he's an Orthodox Jew, he's an observant Jew. So, in other words, if he takes such a shvuah, such a neder, some mele that's a raya, that it is Trumo. Because he took a neder, if it's not Trumo, then so all the bosor should be osa from me. So the halacha is, under certain circumstances, he can take a neder and ask all the bosor, and in his heart, he will think it will be osa only today. It's not so difficult to not eat bosor one day, but he doesn't hear that, so the muchas thinks that he's asking bosor for good, not just for the duration of the day. So it's okay. Why? But after all, true in his heart, he limits it to today, but Ramesh Belovin and Vorin, but since he's doing it under coercion, so there's an umdene that he doesn't mean to assert it for good, that he means to assert it only for the duration of the day. So it's muta. So it's only muta when it's under coercion, but if the tax collector has the right to take it, it's not under coercion. Not under coercion. He has the right to grab it. So then it would be Dvorin Shebelev. So how do we do it? So Vikri Masa Omim Laod Murachon Murmuchsin Chi Shal Trumo Chi Shal Bismelech Afar Pishin Shal Trumo Afar Pishin Shal Melech Ulimuchsin Lama Shmuel Dir Malchus Adine Omar Abchamin Ba'akan Lama Shmuel Bimuche Shein Lekitzvo Dibi Rabi Yanai Amre Bimuche Soim Ed Meilo. Now, Rabashi Omar, all of a sudden, a new talent. So far, we didn't have it. Now Rabashi, and the Gemara in Dvarim, doesn't mention Rabashi. The Die Gemara in Golem wird mit Mensch für Ravashi. So, Ravashi Oma, Bimuches Akum. Bimuches Akum. Die Tanje, Yisroel, Elu Knein. Now, the Gro, the Bira Gro, in Shin Samaches says, that the Rambam was not Giris Dei Tanje, but the Rambam was Giris Ravashi Oma, Bimuches Akum, period. Then Tanje, Yisroel ve'akum shebo yudin imat yochel yizakeyo b'din Yisroel zakeyo v'meyel yikar dineinu b'din yakum zakeyo v'meyel yikar dineichem v'ilab b'ilmolo b'akifin diva rabbi Yishmael ralakif v'omel b'akif. But our dressing is now the Rambam paskins that I'm afraid is a gazla, is a gazla. Is it any success? Whether it's a sixth law or a cheshav mekenoyo, it doesn't make any difference. It's a nisagzer. So we will be postulated as a chesh vechom, according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam. So mimele, the Gro says that the Rambam is not given as the Dalet. Just, Omar Shmuel, Omar Chanin, Bakhan, Omar Shmuel, No. Rav Ashi Omar b'muches akum. Don't tell me, it's new zonye. It has nothing to do with what the Gemara said before. Was it? All right. B'muches akum. But our guess, the guess of most of Shemim is not like the Rambam. It's daytime. You see, one dalet makes such a difference. Daytime. Yisroel v'akum shebo yudin imat yochem takim din Yisroel zakeyu v'melei kar dineinu b'nei akum zakeyu v'melei kar dinchem v'ilav bil nolov ba'akifin dibe Rabbi Yishmael Rav Akiva y'meleim bo y'nolov ba'akifin mitnei kiddush Hashem. So what is aloch? If Yisroel v'akum, now here it's written Knani. But Knani is not the right word that was put in by the censorship. But prior to the censorship, so it wasn't written Yisroel v'goy shebo ledin, but Yisroel v'yved kechobit. Akum doesn't mean goy, it doesn't mean Gentile. Akum means an individual, you mean pagan. A pagan. So again, the Sonsino didn't translate the Gemara properly, and that causes the Chil Hashem, because Sonsino translated the a Jew and the Gentile who come before a rabbinical court. You see, the Rambam says only by, I mean it's Mucha from the Gemara, but the Rambam also mentions the Rambam, the Ramir, only the Galilean, not a Goy who is not a pagan, who is not even with the Gateshav, doesn't mean Gateshav Mamesh, who Mikabo Bufneshleish Majilonei, means any non-pagan goy. So it should have been translated, he saw Jew and the pagan. But they translated Jew and the Gentile. That's what causes the Chil Hashem. That's what causes the Chil Hashem. And when Sonsino had a problem, there was one man who happens to be another Harid. Well, he did something that is not allowed. I mean, doesn't it happen that our Harid sometimes, by mistake, do something wrong? Oh, so then, rabbinical organizations made statement. They put him in Chiram because he republished, he made slight changes, and he repolished. I mean, he happens to be a very fine Jew. A very fine Jew. Palak. So, why? Because in order to protect the interests of Sonsino. Alright, anyway. So, that's Yisroel v'akum. But on account of the censorship, so they put in Uknani Anos. So Yisroel v'akum shebo yudin. Imatu yochel yizakeyu, b'din Yisroel zakeyu, v'melei kardineinu. B'din yakum zakeyu, v'melei kardinchem. V'im lav bo'u melev ba'akifin. Dear Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva, he may rain below back it. So, one Allah is that if the Yisrael has his chus between Yisrael, so then the Besdin will pass in accordance with Yisrael and will tell the Akum Kadime. In other words, it obviously has reference to a case where the Akum submits to the Yisrael. So they'll tell him, Kadime, but if the Yisrael has his chus between Ayem, and the Akum agrees to submit to the decision of the Bezni Shal Yisrael in their discretion, so they'll say, we want to render the decision in accordance with your dini, with your code. I mean, and that is reference to Akum that is Kovash Takatsidenu, as the Malam Shlomo says. So then they can do it. So that's all right. The question is, suppose the Yisrael and as Rashi points out, Rashi doesn't say it so explicitly, but the Marjam Shlomo Lomakame is derived from Rashi's Loshon, that this halacha only applies when the Yisrael is the defendant, is the mitzvah. And the Akum the Tichovim, the pagan Gentile, is the Tiveya. I'm saying pagan because that applies only to the Tichovim, you see. We have to be truthful and not to misrepresent the Halacha, you see. So, but if the Tichovim, if the Yisrael is the defendant, is the Nitva, and David Kehovim is the Tiveya, is the plaintiff. So then when it's a question of course, how was it? It's not a question of collecting, of the soul collecting from David Kehovim, but it's a question of David Kehovim collecting from the Yisrael. So then, according to Rashi, the Yamshashu, I mean Pshat, it follows from the Gemara. So then it is muta. But suppose the Yisrael is the plaintiff, that the Veya, then there is no right to render a judgment in favor of the Yisrael, so that the Yisrael will be able to collect from the Yisrael. It's only when it's a question of hafkas, of not paying something that is due, but not when it's a question of collecting when it's not due. Then it's gezamanish. So then there is no help. All right. Now that's important. Suppose that Yisrael has no schus either within Yisrael or within Yaakov. So then Rabbi Shmuel says that Bezdin is allowed to borrow Bakifim b'chochmo, ache peitrin es Yisrael. Ache peitrin es Yisrael. Through artifice. How is that allowed according to Rabbi Shmuel? I mean, that involves Gnevas das Abrias, and Gnevas das Abrias is Oser. Now, Rabbi Kveiga, I mean, the Agoyes. I don't have the Agoyes of Kveiga here. Oh, yeah. I'm Pirush HaMishnayas. You see, there was the Misachas Nida here, but we don't. Perik Yudvei is Mishne Zayin, the Kehle. So Rabbi Kveiga tells you to look it up, you see. But it seems that the big scholars in Sunzino did not bother to look up the Perik Mishne Kehle, you see. They just translated it like this, you see, to cause the Chil Hashem. So anyway, so What does the Rambam say there in the ways of Keli? So he says that one should be zoyed in cheating chas v'shalom and he recovered, a real recovered, and he delivered. Because anyone who cheats, any human being, whether he's a Jew or a goy, even an individual, that's what the Rambam says, so he's either the posik, ki se'aba sadishem, kolon se'ile, kolon se'ovel. And what, how does Unkeles translate for Isa Ovel? Kol miridishka, any kind of cheating, any kind of cheating, any kind of cheating, an artifice, a kifi, comes within Kol Isa Ovel. So the question arises, how does Rabbi Shmuel allow it? All right, that's a kash. That's a kash. It's a kash. But it's not so pushed. So Rabbi Shmuel says, even if Israel has no schus, either between Israel or between Yaakov, still there is a heter for Besdin to be born of Bakif. To be born of Bakif. The Rabbi Shmuel, Rav Akiva Imer, ain't born of Bakif. You are not allowed to be born of Bakif. Mitnei Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem. Now, I have another question. Why does Rabbi Akiva say, in Boino Bakifim the Kiddush Hashem? Oh, I didn't realize the Kashe, Tami the Kiddush Hashem, or the Kiddush Hashem, Boino, it should be also without recourse to Kiddush Hashem, because of Gezer. But I have another Kashe. Rabbi Akiva doesn't answer it because of Gezer, per se. Because, of course, I was saying whatever the reason is. But because of Ruach Hashem, so you should say, Rabbi Akiva, Imer, Im Boin Olam Ba'Kifin, Mipnei Kiddush Hashem. Mipnei Kiddush Hashem. There was still Ruach Hashem today. Ruach Hashem is by far much bigger. You see, it's espousing the whole world. Even on the moon of the earth. So, but why does Rav Akiva say, V'imrad Bo'er Akifim Mipnei Kiddush, E'im Bo'er Akifim the Kiddush Hashem, you should say Mipnei Kiddush Hashem. So, there is a very simple text. Now, the Gemara says, Nine Avilas Akum Shemitarash and Lohar Avilas Achicho, Lochicha Tamar Zol, Atamar Zol Akum. So, Vein Hanmir Chedosu Yodei, Lomichai Vadir Abasro, Avarich Chedosu Yodei Mledre, Omer Abinu Nitzosu Dosu Yodei Mashma. Tanya, Repinchas Bumei Yorimea, Bimokim Shishchir Hashem, Afil Avidosu Yosa. So, what does Repinchas Bumei Yorimea say? What does Repinchas Bumei Yorimea say? Say that the mokim sheish chil Hashem even the avid is osa. So it's mashma only when there is a chil Hashem. What does it mean mokim sheish chil Hashem? In other words, when it's likely that the goyim, the lichovim, will find out that the Jew found it, he didn't bother to return it. This is Hashem. But suppose it's not likely that the goyim will find out about it. Find out. But suppose the Jew returns it, then there will be a Kiddush Hashem. Everybody will talk, you see. The Jews are nice people all. After all, you see, they returned it. Then he's not mechuyev to return it. But there is a Yerushalmi in the Mitzia, in Perikim Mitzias. Now, to his Akum, Chetur Meilor, is analogous to Aveid. Aveid doesn't mean Dafke if you find it in the street. Suppose you gave, let's say, an akum, you gave, let's say, a dollar, and you said to him, I need change of a dollar. I says, I have no time to count it. Make sure that you give me a dollar, not less than a dollar, not more than a dollar. And the akum gave him. And then after he went away, So he counted up and he found it not a dollar, but a dollar and 10 cents. So it's like Avir HaSakum. If he told him, Al Cheshbon HaMisenech. So it's like Avir HaSakum. So it's also Materas. So it's also Materas. So the Yerushalmim and Mitzias mentions his story that Shimon ben Shotach sent some of his Talmidim to buy a donkey for him. So they went to a certain Arab pagan, a Ishmaeli, a David Kahabi, and they bought a donkey, and they paid the price for the donkey. Then they brought back the donkey, so in the mouth of the donkey they found diamonds. They told it to Shimon ben Shotach, Psura Teila, they found diamonds. So Shimon ben Shotach said to them, you immediately return the diamonds to the taco. So the Talmidim said, but Avir HaSakum is Materas. The Yerushalmi name it sees him. So Avir HaSakum is Materas. He's Materas. So he said to the Talmidim, I know that Avir HaSakum is Materas. Mat Hashim, Shimon ben Shotach Barbari, Shimon ben Shotach Reitzel Ishmea, Miyadim Tikichovim, Mipir Tikichovim, Bricha Rekoyim de Shimon ben Shotach, Yeisya Mikol Hin Shadayot. You think that Shimon ben Shotach is a barbarian? He is interested in making money? He has a windfall, diamonds. No, Shimon ben Shotach is primarily interested in hearing the exclamation by pagans, Berich Elika de Shimon ben Shotach, or Elika de Ayud. So, let's see more. So, the Prishe is, I think it's in Reish Samachvov, the Prishe, there's the Sma. So here's the Kash. Here the Gemara says, here the Gira Pinch of Yira says, we're working for Yishchil Hashem after Avir HaSakum. Thus implying only there is a possibility that the Akum will find out, so there'll be a Chil Hashem. But if it is a Vadai Gomo, that the Akum will never find out. But if the Jew will tell the Akum, listen, I found your Chayfetz, so then there'll be a Chil Hashem, then is that the Chayf to me? But Shimon ben Shotach said, there the Akum would never have found out. It wouldn't have occurred. He never knew that there was a diamond. It wouldn't have occurred to his mind, to his imagination. So, and still Shimon ben Shotach said, you must return it immediately. So, says the Stira, the precious Kashi. So the precious says like this, there are two situations. Here the Gemara says, דאמר אף קומה בגוי אמר אב נאי מאביד הסקום שמתאלה שנאמר לכו אביד הסכיחו להוכיחו את המרזיה ואת המרזה לאקום ואם אהם מלאיכת לאוסר יודי דלוי מחי בועדו לבשרו אבל היכת לאוסר יודי אינו להדרה אמר אב בינו ומיצוסו דאוסר יודי משמע ומיצוסו דאוסר יודי משמע So in other words, there are two hours. First of all, there are two kinds of avedas. There is an avede of that is also yod. Let's say like Torah Sakum Shetor Meiro. It's already also yod. And then there is an avede that is also yod. I walk in the street and I see a donkey, and I know that this donkey belongs to the Chovim. So I'm thinking, should I return it and bother and visit that David Kehovim, I found your donkey, or I should just forget about it and leave it there on the street. So, by Israel, vis-a-vis Israel, so he is able to suchal Yisrael, Hoshif Tishidim, he cannot just forget about it and leave it there, abandon it. By Akum, Uchol Avedes Achicho, Achicho means in Israel, Not in the Kehovim. But But then, suppose I did take the donkey. I took it already. And then I found out it belongs to the hobby. And the question is not whether to return it, whether I can keep it. Or let's say, I got change. Instead of a dollar change, I got a dollar and 10 cents. That's a big lachados liyodi. So the Prisha says as follows. Here, where the Pichel Bungayah says, Bimokim Shish Chil Hashem. Afil Abu Dossi Ose, he has reference, the Pinchas Ben Gamliel has reference to the case where it's real. And he would like not to borrow the whole thing. Take a donkey and take care of the donkey. And reach and contact with the hobby. What does he need a trouble for? So he's not mechuyev. All right, so even if there will be a Kiddush Hashem, but if there is no possibility of a Chil Hashem, he's not mechuyev. He's not mechuyev if he wants to be big tzaddik in Chaname. So he's a mishuboch. But he's not mechuyev to do that, to bother. Unless there is a possibility that the Akum will find out a Jew saw his donkey and didn't bother, you know, the trouble of returning it to him. So then it's osir. So then he's not allowed just to forget about it. And he's mechuyev to bother, and he has an aver. But suppose there is no possibility of Chil Hashem, but by returning it, so there'll be Kiddush Hashem is not mechuyev. But the story in the Yerushalmi and in Mitzias has reference to the case where it's already osir yodei. Where it's already osir yodei. If it's osir yodei, so then shim shotach paskin, not only be mokim sheyesh Chil Hashem. Not only be mokim sheyesh Chil Hashem, but even if there is no possibility in the world, then the Chavim will find out. It is something that they'll never find out. They'll never find out.
Why not
be
here
should
be because of
Kiddush
Hashem also?
No, he's not mechuyev to be matriach himself because of Kiddush Hashem. There are many ways of being Kaddish in Shemayim. There are many ways of being Kaddish in Shemayim. Can you tell every Jew, you are mechuyev to do this and you are mechuyev to do that, and you know to be Kaddish Hashem? I mean, you're not mechuyev. There are certain Kiddush Hashem that are obligatory, and there are certain Kiddush Hashem that if you do it, you have a big mitzvah, but you're not mechuyev to do it. But Machin King, if it's Lacha or somebody, the Prisha says, and there is some of them. So, I think so. So, then, even if there is no possibility of Chil Hashem, as long as by returning the change or the diamonds that he found in the Chameya, there will be a Kiddush Hashem, so is Mechoyev to do it. Says Mechoyev to do it. That's what. Now, I just want to add one thing that the Prisha doesn't say. Maybe the Prisha had that mind, that Rambam, okay, but now, the Miri says that Avidas Akum Teres on the Miri in Lokanan, this is only applies to the Chodim, Hagdimim, Shereibdurim, the Aldurim, Shereibdurim, the Akadoses. He means they are already there, they constantly violate the Zayin Mitzvah Neneach. Zayin Mitzvah Neneach. And we are already there, but they're going today, and the Miri emphasizes that point, that even the Mitzvahim don't have a din of Vedic Chavim. Why? Because Beneach lose our Hashituf. Because they believe in the Rebbeinu Shalom, their Hashituf adulterated monotheism. So in other words, so vis-a-vis Yisrael, so it's vis-a-vis no. But vis-a-vis Bneach, so Bneach loses our Hashituf. Is Muzar Abizore if it's not the Derech Hashituf. The Be'er Agro in Erechayim says, because the Issa of Shituf is mentioned in the parasha of Zeveach Elohim Yechom, Bilti on Hashem Levade. So what it means Hashem Levade, even if he worships Avri Zore, Pideach HaShituf, the way the Goyim, the Neitzchim do it, so Yisrael is Chayiv Nisi. So there the Bir Agro says, the Bir Agro says, I think it is in Kuf Nun Vov, Nerachayim, about being Mekabel Yishvei, from the Goyim today, so Rabbi Tam says, that from today's Goyim we can be Mekabel Yishvei, even though they'll have in mind, you know, they are Moshiach, but since it's that they believe in the Rebbeinu Shalom, so Memele, they are not Muzer, so we are not Iveya, and if we Iveya, because the parasha of the Viyach Ulim Yachom Bidir Adishem Yivadei applies to Yisrael, not in Iveya. Vis-a-vis Yisrael, there is no difference between Shalia Gareh HaShituf or Bidareh HaShituf. Bidareh HaShituf. In other words, a Jew who becomes a Meshuggah is Chayiv Nisa, is a Mevid HaMizor, even though it's B'Shituf. On the contrary, the Ramah in Sanhedrin says that vis-a-vis Jew, so Avdizor B'Dareh HaShituf is in Mochomu, then Avdizor not B'Dareh HaShituf. The Ramah in Sanhedrin says that. But vis-a-vis Melech, so that, and that's Ramah Tamshiten. It's true that in Yehuda says in Yeshiva that there is another pshat in Rabbeinu Tam, but as the Yeshiva points out, yeah, the Shem mentioned the name of Rabbeinu Tam in respect of the Zohar itself and the Ramo also, passings in the Archimation, two years there, in respect of the Zohar itself, the Aloche of the Nechuzash, anyway, it is the Rabbeinu Yeshiva, that the going today, even the Nitzri, and not Dafke Unitarians, even those who are able to absorb their Hashituf, do not have a dinner with the Elim, and they're going today are civilized, they're not Gazlonim, they're not Trotzkim, they're not Megalaharayas. Of course, unfortunately, the men going today, who, while they're not in the Abizore, but they are addicted to other ideas, all right, so they have a dinner with Chabon. But most of the Goyim today do not have a dinner with Chabon. So Memele says that the Rabbeinu is also, that's what the Rav Amiri says. Now, this halacha, that Avias HaKumuteres does not apply only to the Chabon, not to the Teshuv, is mentioned in the Rambam also. I'm mentioning all that, you see, because when Sontino translates Avodas HaKmoteres, the always, without exception, translates the Lord's goods of a Gentile. How can you condemn the same soil? They are same soil all the time. How can you mention Sinai, Sheis, and Sinai Yaakov? So, how can you expect them that when they read the Sontino translation, that the Sinas Yisrael should not escalate to the end of the group. How can you expect it? So anyway, it is the fault of these modern rabbis, the so-called big scholars, now the Rosh Hashanah Rambam is in Perek Yud Aleph Nuches Gzeira Davidei Halocha Aleph, Hashavas Avila Yisroel Mitzvesese, Shemana Hoshek Tishivein, Ve'orei Avila Sisroel Nisar Minano, Ve'yicho Ega Beleisese, Shemana Vesir Asher Achicho Vesalam Tomehem, Ubite Mitzvesese, Ve'yishivo Kshir Mitzvesese. Doesn't the Rosh Hashanah Rambam in Halocha Aleph indicate that the Rambam is Chirik and the Rav Amiri? The Rav Amiri says, Avila Sakumeteres applies only to Nevitichobi, to a pagan, but not to a Gatisha. The Rambam says, Hashem is a real Yisrael. Yisrael means a Jew. A Gatisha is a boy. What is a Gatisha? A boy? A good boy. All right. But a boy. But then, look in Aloha Gimel. Avedas, Eid می دوید است که خود می تر است شنو ما قبیل سخی خواه و هم عرضی و عرضی به قبیل را می شمی عرض جات رشه یا ای فیتنات می شمی که دوش اشه می دونی چیزی می نده یعنی So he emphasizes Aveda Seyiti Akum. And in other text, the Gyasi is Aveda Smochi Evil Avid Yuzorah Mutaris. That's a more accurate Gyasi. Aveda Evil Avid Yuzorah Mutaris. Evil Avid Yuzorah Mutaris. Shenema Aveda Sochicho. Vamarzi Azam Yuzorah. So, that seems to be in conflict with what the Rambam said in Halacha Aleph. The answer is, as the Prisha says, there are two kinds of avedas. There is an aveda de osri yodei, like Toyis Akum, Shepto Melo, or aveda mamesh, but he already picked it up, he took it to his house, and then he found out that it belongs to Akum. Let's say he picked it up because he didn't know whether it belongs to Akum, it belongs to Israel. So he thought maybe it belongs to Israel, and there's a Simon, it'll be Machis. Then he found out that it belongs to Akum. So the question is, should he return it to Akum? He already has it in his possession. Slachal or Sayyadi? Now, the Gemara here, and the Mitzvah Beis, says the Gemara, Ve'im ha'anmira yechad lo Sayyadi, to him chayif la'abir basho, avo yechad lo Sayyadi im ledre,
So there are two separate Xeris HaKosuf. One Xeris HaKosuf is that is learned out from the Chol Avedas Achicho. Achicho means Achicho B'tei Ol Mitzvah. That's what Achicho means. So Meir HaNakum, even get a job, is not Achicho B'tei Ol Mitzvah. So he's Chsidim is there. But he's not Achicho B'tei Ol Mitzvah. He's a goy. So, as far as the Xeris HaKosuf v'Chol Avedas Achicho is concerned, so it only applies to Aveda L'Achad Oseh Yodei. L'Achad Oseh Yodei, so it's muta. So the Gemara asks, Ve'im ha'anmi l'Echad L'Oseh Yodei, to the Mechayel V'Adir Basho, Aval L'Echad Oseh Yodei, him l'Edre, Omer Rabbine, U'mitzoso di'a Oseh Yodei Mashu. So, in other words, so if the Torah hadn't said the mitzvah, hadn't written mitzvah, then I would know that Aveda Sakum is that there is no chiyuv Asher Saveh. It's so, because I would say, if the Torah says the Chol Avedas Achicho, then I can have to bother and return and Aveda to remind you, even if you did a teijah. It's a teijah. But I would say that only implies to Aveda the little Sayyadi, not to have to bother. But if it's a Sayyadi, let's say, Toyos Akum Shetomeo, or in a situation where it's already in his possession. So then, it's not a question of the mitzvah of Asher Saveh. It's a question of gedor. He's keeping something that belongs to somebody else. So then, and gedor akum is also. So here it's also also. Here, it is also also. So that we learn out from the ribu of mitzosa. Because mitzosa is superfluous. Why do you have to say mitzosa? Let the Torah write, L'chol Avedas Achicho Asher Tevah Mimenu. Why do the Torah have to say, Asher Tevah Mimenu Mitzosa? To advise us, even L'achar Oseh Yodei. It doesn't involve Nisea of Gezel. So the mitzosa applies only to the Chobin, not to the Yodeshah. So in other words, the Rambam is not really in the Rambam. That's why in Aloche Aleph he discusses the deen of Aveda Kedem Dosel Yodei. And the question is the Mechuyev to bother and return? So the answer is yes. That's Avedas Yisrael, not Avedas Goyim. If you get a teacher, you're not Mechuyev to bother. You're not Mechuyev to bother. But, if it's L'Achad Oseh Yodei, So there is a special attack. That's not implicit in Chovav Yisochicho. That's deduced from the Rimu of Umtsoso, because Umtsoso is superfluous. So that advises only that any Chovim is Muteres Lachas Lepavik. But the Gatishof is Asura. So the Rambam Shite is in agreement to the Shite of the Ravamir. So, in a similar vein, the Prisya distinguishes between Avidah Lachados on your day. So even if there is no possibility of Chil Hashem, as long as there is a possibility of being Mikadosh Hashem, I am Mechuyev to return it. That's the Maise of Shimon Shotach in the Mitzias. In Yerushalayim, but the Pinchas ben Yoyah is reference to Avodah Kelim Be'asar Yavim. So then only there is a possibility of Chil Hashem, I'm mechuyev to bother. But if there is no possibility of Chil Hashem, I'm not mechuyev to bother and pick up the Chameh and take care of him because of the possibility of doing Kaddish Hashem. But if there's a possibility, go and find out, and then, you know, going are very quick, you know, in criticizing Jews, so on the slightest thing, so then Yom Kippur is better, in order to avoid the Chil Hashem. That's the pshat. That's what the Prisha said. Yes?
The miracle that Hakkas
Vassar
doesn't believe,
not
the
Hakkas Vassar,
like all the
Vassar,
Shemira?
Yeah, that the Gemara says. That is everybody, all the machine. That of course our verse is also about Gatesh. It's also about Gatesh. Because first the Gemara said, come the Akum, come the Gatesh. And then the Gemara didn't say, and then the Gemara says, Kashi, come the Gzeh, come of course our verse. So, Omer Abayah, the Difri, of course, our verse, Rodney Taimei, the Omar Rebbe of the Gifu Gufi Kono. So only in connection with Akum the Gemara raised the issue whether it's Gufi Kono or not Gufi Kono. But in connection with the Teisha, it doesn't make any difference even if we say any Gufi Kono. So it's Osa. That's how it appears from the Gemara. So all the Rishayim say that by the Teisha, so of course our verse is certain Osa. And that's according to all Tanoim, some Tanoim say that by Gatesh of all the Rabbim are made, and some Tanoim say not all the Rabbim, but Beyemit it in Sore, the Rabbim mentioned in the Seitzel in Dvorim, are made by Gatesh. All Tanoim agree. The question is about the soul in Piasochia, whether it's made in Gatesh. But Beyemit it in Sore certainly is made by Gatesh. Now, so with this Prisha, we can understand this why Rabbi Akiva says in Vilna Ba'akifim the Kiddush Hashem, because one should not even have a Machshav Zore that Rabbi Shmuel is matir to be Vilna Ba'akifim in face of the possibility of Chil Hashem Chas V'Shalom. I mean, if Avidose is Asura, so how can we be born Makifim? I mean, it wouldn't make sense. If even Avidose is us. So, Alachaskamo v'chamo kawachimba b'mnish kawachimba, that in face of a possible Chil Hashem, so of course it's also to be born Makifim. But, suppose there is a way, you know, with Chochmeh, you know, to render a judgment, you know, so that the Gudakum will never find out that the Dayanim, the Besdin, did it because they are favorably disposed towards the Jew. They want the Jew to win. They never find out. Lawyers do it every day today, with all kinds, of tricks, wise tricks. So there is no possibility of Chil Hashem. But if the Dayanim say, listen, it's a question of paying the chayv that is usually the chovim to the pagan goy. You tell the Jew, you must pay your own, and we don't accept any excuses. You have to pay me, but then there will be a big Kiddush Hashem. So Rabbi Shmuel says, there is no chiyuv. That the Beis Din can be boy or bakif. Well, the question is, how can Beis Din be boy or bakif? That will involve Neivus Das HaPriyus. That's not a kash. That's not a kash. Alright, but as far as the kashe, why was Rabbi Akiva saying Nekidush Hashem, not Nechir Hashem? The answer is, in the case where there is a possibility of Nechir Hashem, Rabbi Shmuel is also made of the Tzosat Rubarakif. But Rabbi Shmuel is reference the case where the situation is such that the Akum will never find out. Never find out. Never find out. So that they were, they did it shrewdly. They did it with a trick. So Rabbi Shmuel says, by coming in certain situations, it's mutar. We discuss the situations. In certain situations, mutar. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's also under all circumstances. No matter how wicked the Akum is, so Kiddush Hashem, we are not allowed to be born in Rabbi Akiva. True that the Akum will never find out, but if the person shall be sore, will tell the Chobin to pay the Jew what he owes, then there will be a Kiddush Hashem. They are both in the Kaddish. Under all circumstances. That's why he uses the expression Rabbi Akiva, Kiddush Hashem, and not Chir Hashem. There was a story, I mean, that was before I was born, but I heard it. I heard the story from my mother, Zechen Avroch. My father didn't like to tell these stories about himself. Long before I was born, Khaslavich, my father was wrong. So, it was before the Bolshevist Revolution. So, the judges in the courts there in South Russia were not so clever. So there was a case of one rich goy, Russian goy, was very rich, and he had a conflict. He was in the business of selling horses to people. He was a very rich goy, and he sold a number of horses to a Jew. He sold a number of horses to a Jew, and for a certain price. I don't know, I think it was 500 rubles. Then they went to court. The Jew said that he paid the 500 rubles. And the goy said, no, he didn't pay. He paid less than 500 rubles. He didn't pay the whole thing. So they went to court. What could the judges say? I mean, one says he paid and one says he didn't. So all the judges said to the guy, we cannot collect. We don't know who is telling the truth and who is lying. So then the guy couldn't collect, I mean. So the guy said to the Jew, we'll go to the rabbi or the top. So then they came to my father. They didn't talk. So then my father understood Russian, but not so well. So my mother, who knew Russian very well, she was the interpreter. So then all the tigers and the screaming, I mean, and the girl, the Russian girl said he didn't get 500 rubles. And the Jew said, don't you remember? I paid you. He described the whole scene. And then he said, and the girl was crying. He says, but you didn't. So then, the Jew saw on my father's face that my father suspected him, that he is not very honest. He saw it on his face. So he came over to my father and he whispered into his ear, Rebbe, mach da pshara mit dem. My father heard that, mach da pshara, make a compromise. So he understood that. So my father said to the Jew, Afutish, the feeling from the trouble, gleich, Afutish. So the Jew started to cry, Rebbe, 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 why you cheat the other? So the father says, shake it! Take it from the Yada Puti! So he took out from his pocket 500 rubles and he gave it to the boy. He put it on the table, then the father took it from the table and gave it to the boy. The boy didn't understand Yiddish, but he saw something into my father's ear, and then a miracle. He considered it as a miracle. The boy considered it as a miracle. So then the whole town, all the boys started to talk about it. I mean that the Golem was a prominent Golem, you know, very rich, you know, he sold thousands of horses, you know, not just the Khaslavich, in all the surrounding cities too. So he was in court for months, and the judges couldn't accomplish. And the Rabbiya, so in 50 minutes or 20 minutes, so he was able to get the 500 rubles. What kind of a rabbina is. Anyway, but it was in Esna Shemayim that this happened. That was before the Bolshevik Revolution. Then my father, all the communists, you know, heard of the story. So then my father became very popular, even especially among the revolutionaries. So then after the revolution, and my father wanted, you know, to leave Russia. How can you leave Russia? No one was allowed to leave Russia. Moshe Feinstein had to wait in Russia for 15 years until he got the permit to leave Russia. So my father visited the mayor of Khaslavich, who was a Bolshevik, and he said to him that, you see, Rabbi Shapiro was still living, his grandfather, and Rabbi Shapiro was in a town near the Russian border, but it was already Poland. So he told him, and that was true. He wanted, Rabbi Shapiro was sick, and he wasn't in Malozhin. Rabbi Shapiro did not die in Malozhin. Because during the war, Rabbi Shapiro had to escape, even Rabbi Chaim escaped from Brisk for a number of months, and he lived in Minsk during the war. Rabbi Shapiro, so he escaped from Malozhin, and he was in Minsk. And then, when people started to say that there is going to be a revolution, he was able to escape from Minsk into a town. I forgot the name of the town, near the border, but that was already not Russia. So my father told him, his grandfather is sick, he wants to visit him with the family, he wants his children. I was a little infant, but brothers, my sisters. So he wants to take the whole family to visit, and that was true. And they'll come back. They'll be there a week because his grandfather was sick, and then they'll come back. Anyway, so the mayor said, I wouldn't give this permit to anyone, but I know what kind of an honest person you are. I know the story. So he gave him the permit, and then they went there. And of course, he didn't go back to Russia. So there's the story that shows what Kiddush Hashem means and the schar for Kiddush Hashem. So the Rabbi Akiva is not very active in Hashem. The Rabbi Akiva time of the Kiddush Hashem, just maybe 10 more minutes, yes. Time of the Kiddush Hashem, how the Kiddush Hashem boiling, because Lachim is sure. So without recourse to Kiddush Hashem, it should be Osir. V'apani omer Rabshimim, there was a derash on a Kiddush, Yishbom v'znim, nain ade v'akum shu Osir, tamrin ha'achrimim kabu yotir alayim. Shalom, imishkiyam yotze, And the curious thing is that my father was able to see Rabbi Fol Shapiro, and then while he was still there, he stayed there. Rabbi Fol Shapiro was Nifta, he was not Nifta on the Losh. And my father was a Belovaya of Rabbi Fol Shapiro at that time. So Mishkan of Yitze, Yochel Yigrimolo, Yigrimolo, Yochel Yam Yachas Akum Lichtu Lehisi Vilfil Marshal Nosan, Tonwin of Chishim Kineo, Yidagdink in Kineo, Yidagdink in Kineo. Omar Abizif, so it's a kashi. Here Rabbi Akiva says that it's also without recourse to Kiddush Hashem. And here Rabbi Akiva says only because of Kiddush, possibility of Kiddush Hashem. Otherwise it will be muter. So, Omar Abizif is a kashi. Hobi akum, hobi gateisha. Hobi akum, hobi gateisha. In other words, that the Braise really says that only because of Kiddush Hashem is not allowed to be brought back if he, but without the time of Kiddush Hashem it would be mutar, certain circumstances as reference to the Chovah. But the Braise that says that even without recourse to Kiddush Hashem, it's also that it's reference to Gateisha. Omer Abaye. So here the Gemara doesn't ask, but Omer Abaye, but Abaye gave Adon. Exile, no lechol, regea, shem regea, regea v'leil gatzeret al gateish, no gateishav, mishpachat kezeh v'chodim, kishayim al lehi kazahanim kezeh v'chodim, elo mahove, lehi kashye, kam b'gzeyei, kam b'afkos halvosi. Kam b'gzeyei, kam b'afkos halvosi. Omer Abaye, evidently, of course, how was he? So in other words, when do we say, so that's the raya from this Gemara, that now Rashi says, oh, bring me up back to him. Bechochmo ache peitrinus al Yisrael. So the Yamshi Shlomi is died from Rashi. Why does he say ache peitrinus al Yisrael? Ache mechaylinus akum? The answer is, even Rabbi Shmuel, who is Mati here, so be mocking the Rekechil Hashem, as I said, even though there is a possibility of Kiddush Hashem. Because of if there is a Chil Hashem, so then of course Rabbi Shmuel will also ask. So it's only to be mafkia d'alveh, to where the Yisroel is the defendant, not where the Yisroel is the plaintiff, the Tzibaya. So that's on the basis of this Gemara. Only in connection with, of course, alveh Rabbi Shmuel is mafkia, but in connection with correcting, then it's not a shadow in of course how God says it's a shadow in Gezel. Gezel, Rabbi Shmuel is made it that Gezel is us. Gezel is us. Alright. Oh my God, look Rashi, come to say it, of course how God says. So how does Rashi say that of course how God says? Of course how God says? Shin Gezel man me shore, ki lo ki chil Hashem. In Avri HaMeches, have ki of course how God says. Omri Abaye, Evidently, of course, how was he? Rovely time, the Omar Rove. Evidently, who can come? All right, now, just. Now, the Mordechai, in addition, Mordechai you have to do the more, it's page 2. Or the power from the base, like this you don't have the power. But here you have the power on the base. So the more high, the second line. Kosaf Marav Tzedek. Good. The Hikit. Now, in brackets it was put down Hikit. I don't know who it is that put down. Brackets indicates that the new gears they just put in. And I don't see why someone should put in a new gears. Hikit is good, but Hikit is difficult. The Hikit, in other words, if somebody sold merchandise on credit, that's Hikit. The Hikit for Hilvo, he lent money. If it only Israel, if an Akum lent money to a Jew, Umeis, and the Malve, the Akum died, in a Mazel Yoshev Kolodavi, if he doesn't return it to the son, Akum Yoshev, son of Latero, so he has a sin, because of Ravio, Davkin, Yodua, Yoshev, or Yachir, Yishu, Chayo, Kibu, Shetim, they say, have a gezel. The Kalyon, the Gizel Basre, the Gzeas Akum Yoshev, Avon, Yodua, Yoshev, Yachir, ומתחגזל רק מיד ליד תכסי ואיגזר הסחניס ולמצרי ודומיו ביוחלתו את העמים שעונות למזריה So Rav Yom mentions two reasons One is because gezel means מיד ליד דרך הלמס If it involves violence But if the son who is the Yiresh, knows that the Jew borrowed $1,000 from the Akum. So then it's their house. In other words, he knows. So he claims, you owe my father $1,000? Why didn't you pay me? So what will the Jew say? I don't want to pay. It's homeless. It's violence. But suppose the Jew is the only one who knows that the father of the Akum lent him the money. And the son, the Irish, doesn't know about it. So what kind of homeless is it? It's not homeless. It's not homeless. Some male, it is muter. It is muter. First question is, when is it considered gezel? When is there homeless? So then it comes with a lot of resigzel. And then the other time is because Gezel Akum that is Osea is learned out from the passage of Halter Eskolami. So that means with Muhammad, who Kibish Muhammad, but without Kibish Muhammad it's Osea. Dunya the Halter Eskolami, they are Halmus. But Shalei the Halmus, it's not Osea. In other words, why would you mention two separate reasons? I think the reason as to why he mentions two separate reasons is because the Achraim discuss, Rabbi Yom Tov Friedman, the Kapul Arov, and Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner, they discuss that, and they all discuss that, the Avnei discusses that. Now, when we say Gezel Amos, Hashem passed.